Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
And if you've just joined us this afternoon, my family, 4 minutes after two is your time. We are trying to take every single second of every minute. Playing in your background this afternoon is the sounds of Makhel Dlamini with a track titled Face to Face. And that is going to continue to play behind our conversation, or rather as a bedrock to our conversation. And the topic right now is looking at the marital legislative structure here in South Africa. What are those marital laws looking like, and how do they affect our understanding of what marriage is and what marriage is not as Christians? Joining us for this conversation is Advocate Molly Malede. We love her very much. A great understanding. She is indeed a practicing advocate. Before I misrepresent you, you are a practicing Akirimama.
I am actually a teaching advocate.
Fabulous stuff. Teaching advocate Molly joins us on the line, and we are asking very pertinent questions. So before we come back to the wonderful audience that is joining us on Zoom, hi my family, thank you for such being such amazing audience. Hello. Let me stop with the names, ne? Just in case now people become upset. Okay. Listen, thank you so much for joining in. Modisane, Sispinki, Babtembi and Lungi, Solanga, thank you so much for having made time. The conversation continues, my family. Here's the question that I want to ask. Advocate Molly, before we come back after this voice note, the two questions that we asked earlier on, to say, should we try and see how to incorporate our understanding of marriage? We welcome you, Pietra, on the WhatsApp line.
Wat sê julle van skree en of saggies praat is duiwels raad, of ek weet nie how did I say it, but I think also the voice of your the tone of your voice. You don't need to scream for partner to hear you. Listen softly.
Come on,
to the
girl.
Holy Spirit, and he will lead you where greener passes. Thank you, family, for everything. Listen to you because, my TV is broken. But live streaming is working good up here where I'm staying. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, Pietro, thank you so much. Pietro, just giving marital advice, my family, to say that sometimes, you know, you don't need to be harsh. You know, just listen gently. And so let's take advantage of the person calling us on 012-334-1322 this afternoon. You're welcome, my family. 30 seconds.
No, I am the FT.
How do I say it again? Ay, Dad, it's fine. Unjani?
Fukile, Unjani, Mama.
Fukile. Thank you so much. Yeah, 30 seconds, Dad.
Mama, Nyamuz, o advocate.
Yes, Dad.
Kulu. But into only Tanda, you go to Zele. Ugotina, institution, Umshad. I can't go government. The government, you book it, ukuthina kumele kubenefit ubani, kumele kubenefit ubani udisadvantaged, ubani akekho disadvantaged. But institution umshado yako Jehova. Both go equally. Akekho umunye uthola phansi, akekho umunye uthola okuncane, akekho uthola okuningi. Ingoba institution yaka Jehova uqobo lwakhe. But uma ngaba institution lela yomshado umshado wakho egovernment, then ke kuzoza kufika kujika kuthiwa ukuthi I know kumele manje senza ukuthi na ku abomama bawine kancane ngoba kuqala babekuthezele institution yemshado yaka Jehova. That is the reason uthi na the two shall become one. They will never become two in their marriage. They will become only one. So uma ngaba sekuzenzwa ukuthi na kube nama separation yezinto akusiyona yaka nkulunkulu le lapho eyaka Jehova ukuthi bonke baba one, into yami eyakho manana ayanda eyami mina nawe eyakho iyami eyakho iyami iyami iyakho akusayo akusona yakuye ukuthi yabani. But kuma institution we government iwazayo nemikhuba and lok angizokufundisa mina ebandleni ukuthi na ubani makube nama separate of powers or whatever angisoze ngakwenza lokho ngoba ngizoma I will stand by the word of God ukuthi uthi the two shall become one.
Yo, hayi ngicela siyibamba apho tata. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Mama.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
here are the views. You are the advocate. Ndicela uyishiya kuwe mntase. Ndicela uyishiya kuwe mamam. Very strong views, opposing views coming through. One utata is saying andizukwazi. For me, out of community is not godly. I need to now get the name. I am so sorry. Sis Penny was saying, Ayanda, we have to be wise. We can't walk into marriages blind. What are you saying, Mom?
Yes. Penny Kaloko is a lawyer. That is why she was suffering from a legal perspective. I'm concerned that in community of property is not actually answering the questions of today.
Yeah.
So, yes, I agree totally with you. With the last speaker, Amanda, Psalm 24 says, the earth is of the Lord and its fullness. But we understand the thieves that invaded the earth. You understand? So, I stand on that way to say, even marriage is of God and from God, but there is a thief that invaded marriage. I think people would understand that even though we're saying the earth is of the Lord and its fullness, but we know somebody that is living on earth and is doing as and when and how he likes with people and has also even invaded marriage. So we need to take this marriage back to the owner, to the founder. Just as you are saying, take our life back to God because the thief has come to steal, kill, and destroy, according to John 10, verse 10. Therefore, let us not be ignorant of the wiles of the enemy. Let us not be ignorant of the fact that he is roaming around like a lion looking for whom to devour. And he does devour people. And he does devour marriages. And therefore, let me explain the fact that even as God has given us this marriage, but he wants us to look up to him in terms of Isaiah 11. Ask for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and sound mind.
Right, come on, come on.
And the fear of the Lord.
Even
as you live in this marriage. Because, you know, there are some people who would see danger coming. And they don't ask for wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And I'm going to explain this. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was told by the devil, and this is what I'm explaining, to say the devil had invaded that terrain on Matthew 4. He was able to challenge the Son of God himself. And if he's able to challenge the Son of God himself, what do you think, who do you think you are? And this is what I'm talking about. When the devil said to Jesus Christ, throw yourself down this pinnacle. And he was quoting Psalm 91. You will find that the angels of the Lord are waiting there to embrace you with their hands so that you don't dash your knees on the ground. Then Jesus Christ said, I'm not insane. I'm not insane. I'm not going to put the Lord my God to the test. And this is what I'm saying.
Ndikuva kakuhle, mama. You know, ndikuva kakuhle, mama. I have a funny feeling we are going to be sitting on this mountain the whole day today. Yeah. Let me tell you.
Just lastly, I'm saying, we are telling people to say there are dangers there. There are ways in which the devil is going to tell you to throw you down, to throw yourself down the pinnacle. Don't put yourself in the railway line of the train and say, God is going to rescue me. Because
my family.
Because you put yourself in there saying God is going to take me out because this is a marriage that has been ordained by God.
Yeah.
When in actual fact the devil has invaded it. Get out of the railway line.
Yeah.
With wisdom
yeah.
and knowledge and understanding.
So maybe let's understand, advocate, what are the characteristics of in community? Just very briefly, so that we can come back to the Zoom line and just welcome the family in case somebody would like to share some views. Already, if I could quickly just read a comment that has already come through from our brother, Abuti Tinyeko. Ntate Tinyeko is saying, in community of property is very dangerous because it attaches both partners to everything. You may also lose half of your inheritance from your parents if you have to separate. What are those characteristics of this contract, advocate?
And Penny has already spoken about them. Number one.
Yes.
When this person goes into debt, you go with him. You are merging your debt, your liabilities, your profits, your assets, your losses, your income, your everything. There is no way in which you are going to say, I am not part of it.
Hmm.
If this person does not, you know, I call them Ayanda. I call them debt collectors. You are married to a debt collector. This person is just collecting debt wherever he is or she is, collecting debt into liabilities every day, signing his life out into these liabilities. When he is now deep into debt and the sheriff comes to collect, or the creditors have sent the sheriff to come and collect their money.
Mm.
They don't make a distinction. They want to collect everything, your cars, your furniture, your electronic appliances, in order to cover for this debt.
But
and
advocate,
to repay the creditors.
Yeah, but advocate, with whom is this debt being incurred? This is the thing. So for, okay, let me just understand it this way. If somebody in a marriage is incurring debt, with whom is the money or the asset or the whatever being shared? Is it not being shared with the partner? So when accountability has to come, are they not supposed to be both accountable?
They are accountable on the basis of marriage in community of property. But look at the fact that some of the debts would be coming from the liabilities to pay maintenance
historic.
Of the children that are not even yours.
You
were not even there when he or she made these children. You understand?
Sure.
So that's one of the main critical things, that even the children who were born before the marriage, you know, extramaritally also, while you are in the marriage, and he is not, or she, in most cases, it is he, the one that has got to pay the maintenance. It is the father.
Mm-hmm.
And but I'm not excluding women, but because women in most cases, so they will be having the custody and maintenance of their children.
Yes, of their own children with them. That's right.
Yes,
that's
they
right.
will have the custody. But this man who got children before the marriage and is still even getting the children during the marriage, extramarital children, if he does not maintain them, then you will have to maintain those children who are not yours. And thirdly, the critical, most critical ones that people would actually say, yes, I don't want a marriage in community of property is at the time of divorce, because then you will have to share the pension fund with this person who has not been working at all. You are going to, I can assure you that all the listeners, when we come to this point, your listenership is divided now. And majority are saying, no. I can give you the statistics. It's 80 against in community of property and 20 for in community of property. And the 20 are those that are that may not be working.
Oh, my family. There's a beauty in being able to have a conversation and laugh about the most difficult parts of the conversation.
The 20 may be the people that are supporting in community of property, because at least it is to their benefit. They don't have the pensions. Then they are going to benefit from somebody else. But the people who have been working for years and years and have accumulated massive pensions and they have to share the pensions with the taxi driver.
Mamela, let me just ask this question. I'm trying to understand in community. So technically, that contract is exactly what it is. It's contract. And if we, you know, just to try and help us understand how and why how and why we would even want to consider any other marital contract except for in community is to really understand it, in the sense that the same way, you know, when you get into business, you have a shareholders agreement if you are getting into business with other people. It's exactly the same, right? And yeah. And it's really an asset-based protection plan for the marriage. Because all it does, it really it protects your assets, right? Okay, great.
Yes.
So I want to then bring in a, advocate, Naliwena today, Ayanda, please tell the advocate I am furious. That's coming through on the WhatsApp line, my family. So I want to open... I want to open up to the Zoom online family. Wow. My family, if you're not on Zoom, let me tell you, you are missing out. Please do join our Zoom audience. And can we please just take some hands? And whilst people are preparing themselves to come through on the Zoom, I want to welcome Mama Wami Nama Maskwambana on the WhatsApp line, 0826572729. Let's hear from you, Mama.
Amen, my baby girl, inhlikani, ayanda
inhlikani mama.
Ubaba ntayishoyo, iqiniso. Unkulunkulu uthi noma ngabe ubone ukuthi kuyanyakaza, call him, I'll be there. Ah, mawuphiwe unkulunkulu ubaba wangikhumbuza mzukwana. Today I'm a widow and I am so proud because yonke into ngihambise ngohlelo lomoya oyingcwele. Amen, mwana mina nikhensi.
Amen, mama. Ahe, mama. Ahe. We're coming through now to the Zoom platform, my family, and we recognize you, Sis Khumutso. If you can unmute yourself, I don't know if it's Sisi or Buti. Please unmute yourself. Let's hear from you.
Thank you, Sisi, and good afternoon to everyone.
Hello, Mama.
I just want to say to the, you know, to all of us that perhaps we are looking at this from a negative point of view. You know, you were saying that why would you marry a person that you don't trust in the first place? I have been married for 30 years. And I was married in community of property. I am, by the grace of God, happily married.
Hallelujah.
But looking at what we have experienced in our marriage, my husband went into business. There was a time when he was retrenched and he could not work. And everything that we owed together was at stake.
Wow.
So I would actually say, when people go marry out of community of property. When as a counselor, marriage counselor myself, I tell them that because of the events of life, you know, not necessarily because you could be married to somebody, you know, even when people are on the same level, it is for the protection of the asset that they would have, that, you know, they would acquire together. Because if one falls down, so it is not both of them that are falling down. I would actually put it like that.
Okay,
and
ma'am.
Secondly,
sure,
it is
so
to protect the children. Protect the children. Because, you know, many times it is just that I cannot mention the name of the name of people. But we know married men who... provided for their families, but somehow they went to be with the Lord. And after that, having made sure that they trusted their wives with everything, their wives, and in some cases it may be the husband, the husband remaining behind, with the wife having left everything that they worked together for. And what then happens is, when the remaining spouse marries in community of property, it actually means that in the event where anything happens to their marriage, be it divorce or anything, the very children that have been provided for would actually be compromised. So I'm saying let us not necessarily look
okay.
at the advocacy for not marrying in community of property from a negative point of view. It is not because of caste, but it is in the event something goes wrong, like
sure.
when somebody has to lose a job or something like that. Thank you.
Oh, Mam Khumo Tsonkosiam, you don't understand what that has just done. Advocate Molly, we're coming back to you shortly. I just want to also recognize Sis Dorcas, who has actually, look, a testimony. Sis Dorcas, if you can unmute yourself, and let's hear from you from the Zoom platform, my family.
Thank you so much. Greetings once more from Zambia.
Hello, Mama.
I just want to say thank you for this program. You have no idea what it has done for me. There's so many things that it has touched, which are so happening in my marriage. And
wow.
I'm saying I'm on the crossroads. And then being a young marriage, maybe basically here in Africa, there are things that we don't want to trickle down to reality. We want to pretend in the cover of culture, tradition, submission. But who is there to equip us, the young wives, how to know about the legal information? How do you protect your earnings, your life hard earnings, where you have worked? In these 9 years that I've been with my husband, I would say, do I still have enough legal information? Do I still have enough information? Am I equipped enough to protect what is mine? What if life happens and the marriage is not working out? Culture doesn't really give us a platform to step out.
Sure.
And there you are going on and on. Life is wasting. Things are happening. Who is there to give you a platform to speak out and step out? So such programs really equip us, the young ones, and there are things that we just need to break free from. When things are not adding up, don't hide in the name of culture and the family name. Look out for your soul. There's more better things. There's happiness out there. There's good things. When you're talking about finances and incurring debts, everybody's going through a crisis around the world. So what happens when issues of debt come into the home? Usually the woman takes the shame. But how did it all happen? Who led her to be in such a place? Who's there to protect her? So many things have been highlighted, and I'm really thankful for this program. All the way here in Zambia, I've had access to this program, and you have enlightened me. Thank you so much.
Oh, bless you so much, Sis Dorcas, this afternoon. And finally, if you can just mute yourself, my angel, thank you so much for that. And finally, Sis Jacqueline, let me say hello to you, Kala. Hello, Sis Jackie. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. I'm very well, my dear. Listen, don't be upset with me. I'm going to ask you to just limit it to a minute, ne? So that we can try and squeeze in all the other comments coming through. Thank you so much.
All right. Me, I'm a divorcee, so I'm really happy with this option of, like, we have to get married out of community of property because I have kids from my previous marriage. So I have everything. I have a house. I have everything. So now when I get married, I want to get married out of community of property so that I can leave something with my previous kids where I got from the previous marriage. Or in such a way, if I die, my other kids from the current marriage can go back to the other house and stay with their siblings so
sure,
that I left them something, not with nothing. So that's a relief.
Sure, Sis Jackie, that is... Wow. Well, no, you know what we're going to do? My family, let me tell you, I'm just realizing just right now how multifaceted, you know, the issues, Advocate Molly, that are involved in this whole entire discussion are. I do want to come to Ndada Jeremiah joining us on the WhatsApp line this afternoon. Ndada Jeremiah, hello, Dadam. Thank you so much for your comment this afternoon.
Manana Ayanda,
ngiyezwa
konke lokhu ukuprotekta izinto
ewe
against whatever ngiyezwa konke lokho but ngithi is it in the way yes or not
Okay. Okay.
She can protect me. Mina ngine company lapho. Company. You understand?
Yes, Dad.
She's not working at the moment. Singahlanganisa ngezinto. Into ngiyifunayo mina ukuthi is it in the word? Yes or not?
Mm-hmm.
If it's not in the word, then I cannot take it. Mina ngomakamu mina. If it's not in the
word,
I'm not going to take it. Thank you. Ngiyabonga manana yanda. Thank you.
This is the beauty of dialogue, my family. Let me tell you, this is the beauty of dialogue where you have, you know, an opportunity to really test out our understanding of what it is that Scripture says. What does Scripture say is the question that we have. Shalom, says Ayanda. This is very informative. I support out of community of property. Please discuss other forms of marital contracts. Absolutely, we are going to do that. We are already living in an imperfect world, says Carolyn. The fact of the matter, there is no way that a doctor can marry okay, this is Carolyn. I was married out of community with clauses. We stated all before marriage, and those things listed stayed mine, and I am entitled to his pension, but only for the marriage period. Advocate, let me bring you back, mama. Wow.
Yes.
Yay! Hi, Uzena Indaba. Yay, Uzena Indaba. Advocates is IT, Nilendo, mama.
If you're not a conference, you can go.
It definitely wants a conference. Let me take a quick sting break. You know, with radio, my family, we've got rules. It's exactly 2:31 now. Let's take a quick sting break. And after this, we welcome Advocate Molly to just wrap up the session. Hazel, I am going to give you an opportunity, my darling. Thank you so much. Just 30 seconds before we allow Advocate to conclude our discussion. Let's take a quick break.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Ubuwazi ukuthi ngenani lezinkomishi ezimbili zekofi ungenza umehluko emhlabeni ngokubambisana nathi. Sibophezele ngokubambisana nathi ngokunikela nge-40 rand noma ngaphezulu ngenyanga. Ngokwenze njalo uyobo ukwazi ukusigcina sisakaze ukuze sikwazi ukufinyelela izinkulungwane zabantu ngevangeli. Ukwenza kanjani ke lokho? Kulula. Landela indlela esheshayo nelula ugcwalise i-debit order ngokuthumela igama elithi donate ku 082 657 2729. Ukusisekela kwakho kusinika amandla wokuqhubeka siphinde sikwazi nokuqinisa abanye.
That is indeed, my family, the promotion that we have currently here on Radio Pulpit, inviting you to donate only 40 rands, a cup of coffee, just to keep us on the airways. And you can do that by sending the word donate to 082-657-2729. Says Hazel, let me trust you, my angel, and give you 30 seconds, and also give Baba Upal Benjamin 30 seconds so that Advocate can then come back and wrap up the session for us. So Hazel.
Hi everyone.
Hello, Sissy.
Mama Molly, how are you, mommy?
Hello, mommy.
Hi, baby. I'm just so happy that you made it.
So I have been listening to all the comments.
Yes.
But and I have been very closely following Mama Molly, and I understand the subject.
Mm.
I think people are confusing the issue of assets and the issue of being of what God has blessed. God blessed the marriage, and
okay,
the issue of the accruals and everything else it's what comes after the marriage. So God blessed the union, the two people that are joining in holy matrimony.
So sure, that's very powerful.
My understanding is anything else that comes after. That's where now Mama Molly comes to say We should not be gullible. We should not be ignorant of the fact that there is a lion that is out there, you know, waiting to devour. And we should be aware of the things that are potentials who can attack our marriage. And we have to protect our, not necessarily our marriage. Our marriage, in terms of me and my husband, the union, is being protected by God. It is what God has designed. It's what God has blessed. We have to go to Him in terms of how we go about doing things. And one of them that God is giving us the wisdom to can see that, my children, I have united you, and there are these things that might break your marriage or might cause havoc in your marriage. Therefore, protect them.
Got you,
by
girl.
Your earthly contract,
one of which
is out of community property, in whatever way. So this has got, I think we need to separate issues. It's God mentioned the marriage, the union that He's blessing.
Yes.
And everything else that we accrue after that, it has to be protected again. And we need to be aware and careful of it.
The same way we would, for example, says Hazel, you know, take out insurance for our cars.
Precisely.
I'm Dasekaya. Uy, thank you for redeeming us. The last comment is coming through from Bubble Paul Benjamin. If you can unmute, please, sir, and let's hear from you.
Good day. What an inciting moment.
However,
when we marry to age. We don't marry and envisage marriage. So a marriage is an institution of grown-ups. So it's the same as like dating. If you date, it means you have got an opportunity of divorcing at any time. So it's no longer a marry age. We marry to age. It means it needs people who understand all the implications that are in a marriage.
What does this mean?
Once we put things of this world, that's why there's a lot of all those that are talking about. There are chances that are there, but all those things have to be sensitized. How do I know that this is the right person? How do I then engage in marriage? Once you are in a marriage, it means you understood all those implications that might come with it.
For better, for worse, Dad.
So then, now, there's another dad that just indicated that his wife is not working.
Are
we saying that now those that are not working are not going to be married?
You're starting another one.
Those that are working. So we need to look at, in fact, this doesn't need 2 minutes. It needs to be aired out. Show that when I marry you, I don't marry you for what you have. I marry you for who you are, the inner you, not the outside you.
Sure. Dr. Paul Masibamba Poputuam, thank you so much for that comment. Advocate Mandibuyele Kuwe Itzagwa, you know, first of all, my family, let me just explain. So this is the time where we were going to be talking about leadership, which we will. You know, we're looking at the 5 love languages and how we can apply that in our leadership journey, you know, in terms of how we are reaching out to other people. I do want to give Advocate just a couple of minutes to really just round up this conversation for us. A lot of people are asking for the copy. We will make it available on the website. Mama, tetanati, mama.
Ayanda, I want to thank everyone who has actually come in response to the link which you sent. Everybody that has been talking and responding and asking questions. These are people who responded with in that very short space of time when I sent them the link. Mama Chamuta, thank you, my friend. Dockers from Zambia. Now, Radio Pulpit is international. Pastor Dockers and Dr. Antoinette Wesley. And now the last one who has just spoken, Dr. Paul Benjamin. These are all my prayer mates.
And they are
just so supportive. Now, let me come to this issue.
Oh, we welcome you.
And I like what Dr. Paul Benjamin said.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at the property. This is my problem. That is why I'm saying, when the people start talking about the marriage and they are already starting to say, I want to marry in community of property, this person has got his mind or her mindset now on property, on money. Hey, let us get married. And Job would say, I came with nothing, I will go back with nothing. Let us not talk money. Because the minute you are already thinking, let us marry because I'm going to share this and I'm expecting to share this with you, it means your sole interest now is one what you are going to achieve from this marriage. And I don't even want people to choose at this moment to say which one is the best property regime or contract, because we're still going to talk about others. And I would advise people right now to take down this most important thing.
Yes.
There is an accrual system. Accrual system, which is actually including marriage out of community of property. And at the same time, saying at the time of the divorce, if you should divorce, now we have the application of the accrual system, which in law we call, you know, for you to be able to understand it, to say, it is postponed community of property.
That's amazing.
Which means you are marrying out of community of property now. You're going to stay out of community of property during the marriage. Your property is ring-fenced and protected from the creditors of another. They cannot attach your property. But at the time when you should divorce, you are going to have a system that is going to be about how much you have accrued and who has accumulated more, and what is the difference than you say. Therefore, it is a mixture of out of community property and in community property. Therefore, this is what I'm advising people to choose. And therefore, because, you know, in community property is very, very bad, because you would actually even get attachment, or not even attachment, I mean, at the time of the divorce, you find your house that you also got from Ugogono Mkulu being part of the community of property, then you will have to sell it and divide the process, because Mkulu, no, Gogo did not exclude that house from community of property when they made a will.
Wow.
Their will does not say, this house, Yasem Dantani, should my children or should this child, and to whom I'm bequeathing this property, this house to, should he or she marry in community of property, this house of mine is not going to be part of community of property. So you find that people are selling the properties that they even got through the inheritance of their parents, which is quite bad.
Mamela Advocate Mama, look, I am overwhelmed, I must say. I'm overwhelmed by the extent and the importance of this conversation. So I'm going to ask that you and I complete this conversation, because I realize that what we are doing on a Wednesday is literally interrupting you, so that we can, on Wednesday, so that we can have interaction. Let you and I do a podcast, which we can then upload on Radio Pulpit's website, just giving teaching, you know, on the contract, and then on Wednesday we come together with the family to have the conversation, because people have then, you know, been empowered with information. How what do you say to that?
I am all yours, and even this coming Saturday, I'm doing my own session on gender equality.
Yes, by the way.
And I'm inviting people to come, so that, you know, my people are perishing because of lack of information, lack of knowledge. So I'm all yours. We can do these sessions, we can do the podcast, we can do the webinars. I'm all available. And everyone that wants to be part of that webinar on Saturday, they can then go to my Facebook or else communicate with me directly.
This is absolutely fabulous. Thank you so much. We've got William, who has just asked that we get in touch with him. We certainly will be doing that, William. Thank you so much this afternoon, my family. We have to let it go right here. But here's the promise that we are making. Advocate and I will record a podcast with the information that is necessary to empower, you know, the family with this, you know, in relation to this topic. And then on Wednesday next week, all the way to the end of July, Wednesday next week, we come together. Let's let's have then the conversation, because we've had the information. I want to appreciate you. Here's Odelia Lamula in Pretoria saying, I'm married happily in community of property, but I was not well informed with this other contract. Thank you so much for the enlightenment. Big ups, Mama, coming through from Hazel, for the teachings that have changed my perception and they continue to build me. My family, we truly appreciate you. We have to let it go here. Mama, where's your session on Saturday? Where do we find information? Where do we find you?
It is virtual because I want Mama Docas from Zambia also to be part of it, and Penny from Cape Town. So it is virtual. It is by Zoom. So what we can only give them at this moment, Ayanda, is my cell phone number so that they can throw me a WhatsApp message. Then I will be able to direct them accordingly.
Fabulous stuff, Mama. And your number?
073 190 5543.
Fabulous stuff.
073 190 5543.
Sure, Mama, thank you so much for your time. Let's do this again, my family, next week, Wednesday, from 1:30 to 2:30. And this will be after we have posted the podcast. Please look out for it on the Radio Pulpit website on Friday afternoon. It should be there. And we will exhaust this conversation and then come back and have a dialogue so that the body of Christ can be empowered and so that we can walk out of this topic with one mind, you know. Thank you so very much to everybody. Please stay on the Zoom. I like seeing you, my family, on Zoom. But Mama, let's let you go and rest, and thank you so much. We love you, we appreciate you, and wow, that's all I can say. Siyabulela.
Thank you so much, and I love you all my friends on the Zoom platform and every listener of Radio Pulpit. Love you, God bless you.
Love you, Advocate Molly, my family, what a blessing it is. I give myself away, William McDowell, and when we come back, we are just going to be reading nuggets from an incredible book, that my former boss actually bought for me, and you know, it was to try and encourage me to be a little bit more gentle. Just looking at the five love languages, we're dealing with leadership in the section between 2:30 and 3:00. Looking at leadership, and if you are a leader, which I know you are, the question that we are asking then at this time is: do you know that you can apply the five love languages in dealing and interacting with those people that God has entrusted you to lead? So that conversation comes after this. It's Radio Pulpit, my family. We're on 657 AM.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambini, are ready to connect with you today.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.